Mr. President, thank you very much indeed for welcoming me. It's a great pleasure to be in Poland once again. And it gives me particular pleasure to congratulate you on now 12 years of membership of our alliance. Poland is a staunch ally. Poland is a strong believer in the transatlantic cooperation between Europe and North America as a cornerstone of European security. I'm fully in line with that. Poland attaches strong importance to the territorial defense of our alliance, and for good reasons. That's actually the rationale behind our alliance. So I'm very pleased that we have reaffirmed in the new strategic concept that territorial defense of our member states and their populations will remain the core function of NATO. I'm also pleased that all member states realize that if we are to protect our populations effectively, we also need to improve our capacity to deal with the new threats like missile attacks or cyber attacks or terrorist attacks or the proliferation of weapons of mass destruction. So all in all, we had a very successful summit in Lisbon last November, and the new strategic concept provides an excellent framework for further development of the world's strongest and most successful defense alliance. Let me also take this opportunity to express my strong appreciation of the Polish contribution to our mission in Afghanistan. Your soldiers do a great job, and thanks to their efforts and their sacrifice, and thanks to the efforts and sacrifice of all other soldiers from 48 ISAF nations, we are now making clear progress in Afghanistan. And this is a reason why later this month, President Karzai will announce the start of a transition process. Gradually, we will transfer lead responsibility to the Afghans. Gradually, they will take over responsibility for their own security. And we hope that by the end of 2014, the Afghan security forces will take responsibility all over Afghanistan. And during that period of time, our troops will gradually change their role from combat into a more supporting role. A final remark. We look very much forward to the Polish presidency of the European Union in the second half of this year. I also have to say that for me, it will be a particular pleasure to see Poland take on the presidency of the European Union. I still remember the negotiations in Copenhagen in December 2002 when we finally concluded the agreement to enlarge the European Union with Poland and nine other Eastern and Central European countries. Truly a historic decision. And it will also be an historic event when Poland, for the first time, takes over the presidency of the European Union. And I think Poland can play a special role in enhancing the cooperation between NATO and the European Union, because we know that Poland is a staunch ally within NATO and has a strong position within the European Union. And based on that, Poland can play a special role in advancing our mutual cooperation. Poland can also play a special role in improving the relationship between Russia and NATO and the European Union, and that would be beneficial in our endeavors to improve the overall Euro-Atlantic security. So I wish you all of success in taking over the presidency of the European Union, and we have great expectations.